Live from Houston, Texas, this is Big Ideas Small Business with your host, Laura Camrath and Brian Gendron. And now, the music of Max Flynn.
I'm starting to feel a little crazy again. I think it's time I start to pack my things.
All right. Welcome to Big Ideas Small Business. Laura Camrath, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you, Brian?
I'm always doing good. Who'd you bring with you today, Laura?
We have with us today Bellany DeShong. She is an extraordinary mindset coach. She's actually my mindset coach. And I've worked with Bellany for probably going on a year and a half now, and I've just signed up for her advanced program, which I'm super excited about. So Bellany has a company called Live at Choice, and she started the company to help people create mindsets for success.
Exactly.
And she coaches not just entrepreneurs and business owners. She also coaches, people in their everyday lives to live more powerfully, both on a personal level and on a business level. And she's doing some really extraordinary things these days. She's, when did you start your business, Bellany?
1993.
She started her business in 1993. And it
I
is,
will say, though, I had no idea I was starting a business in 1993. I'll be really clear about that. In 1993, I was just saying, okay, I'll do that for you. That's how that all got started in 93.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is our 25th year.
So this is her 25th year, and mm-hmm. she's just doing some really, really amazing things these days. She's been invited to appear on television, and we can talk about that a little bit more later.
Sure.
She's grown her business. She now has coaches that work with her who help, other people by implementing the program and teaching them about the process. And pretty exciting days, I think.
It's pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible, yes.
Yeah.
International speaker, international best-selling author, book, round trip ticket. So a lot of interesting things going on in Bellany's world.
Yeah.
Do you have any interesting facts about Bellany aside from all that good stuff that we share?
I just love watching y'all talk about me.
Talk over you
just
the whole
tennis
time.
Game. By the way, I'm not here just helping out.
Oh, we're going to hear from you. Don't worry.
No, I'm loving it. I'm actually loving it.
Interesting fact. So, Bellany, you mentioned an interesting fact earlier. You said people with a gift, they have a tendency of being inclined to just give it away. So what did you have to say about that?
That was a big lesson I had to learn. And because sometimes, when a lot of the work that you can do is very intuitive when you're working with an individual, I'll speak from a place of I, which is one of the things that I teach people to do is to speak from a place of I. But for myself, when I'm working with people, I can see beyond what the presentation is. I can see beyond what the issue or the problem is that they're facing. And so people go, oh, you're so gifted. Well, we're all gifted. That's my feel in the matter, is we're all gifted. And what are we empowering in our mindset about the gifts that we have? Mm-hmm. And I went from 93 to 2003, 10 years, unable to have that and bridge that conversation of money. Mm-hmm. Because I felt, well, if this is a gift, oh my God, it's a gift. So I need to give it away. And then I realized that the only way I could help people is I had to build a business around it. And we do a lot of philanthropic. We do a lot of gifting of our work. And we are a for-profit business. I used to laugh and talk about how I was the greatest and the best for-profit business that made no money you would ever know. But that changed in 2003, which is a huge, huge shift that took place in my life at that time. So entrepreneurs often have a fear around the money, a fear of asking for the money, a fear of their worth about it. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think I do some of the greatest work with entrepreneurs in their mindset, is shifting that myth around whether they should have it, deserve to have it, worthy of it, and move them past the gift.
That reminded me of a quote, John C. Maxwell, about mentorship. He says, one of the greatest values of mentors is the ability to see ahead what others cannot and help them navigate their course to their destination.
Correct.
It seems like you're in the right pace, Bellany, because that's one of the things that I've struggled with is giving it away. You can even look at this podcast, how much we give away and how much time we volunteer, right?
Well, I think there's an importance in giving away, and there's definitely a place for it. People need to be able to know that they can get to know us, trust us, and love us, right? And giving away does that. However, I was doing year-long workshops for only the expense was shared among the group at that time, and that expense did not include me.
Hmm.
Right, so that therein lies the difference of giving things away for people to get an opportunity to see if you're the appropriate match with them, mm-hmm. right? Totally different than just say, can't charge you anything. I couldn't even have the conversation.
I think that's a really interesting point, too, coming from the marketing side. I have a digital marketing agency, and in marketing and content marketing, you know, I teach my customers to kind of keep to what I call the 80-20 rule, where you're giving away valuable content, things that are of value to your customer to help them achieve their goals 80% of the time, and only 20% of the time you're asking them for something.
That's right.
Or promoting your business. And I think there can be an issue with some of the, some businesses, they just keep giving and giving and giving and giving away, and they don't ever actually ask for the sale. And so that's a really good point, both in terms of the gift and just in terms of people maybe having some sort of a fear or hesitation about asking for the sale.
Well, it's totally a fear-driven issue. It's very much a fear-driven issue. I had a client one time in one of our advanced courses, and she was an employee with a fixed income, and she was in a group of people that we were working at that time, and this group of people were all entrepreneurs, and they were talking about building million-dollar businesses, and she became really upset, the woman who was had a fixed income with a job. And I said, what is your dream? And she says, well, my dream would be to have a place where women with their children who couldn't afford to have this kind of work could go and get that and bring their children and have daily vacation times. Mm-hmm. So I said, great, so let's talk about that. What do you think that'll cost, right? What do you think it would cost to be able to have a place where you could gift that to women who couldn't afford it? Came down to probably about $4 or $5 million by the time she got through with what all she wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then the light bulb went off for her. And it's like, you have to be able to, if you're going to deliver on that dream, and I have a huge dream around Live at Choice, and to deliver on that dream, it takes money. It takes money to be able to do more for others. You do more when you make more.
Mm-hmm. It takes money to be able to do more for others, to maximize your impact.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. I think you've referenced religious, things in your book, and certainly a little bit today. It's okay to make a profit. It can be a part of our calling. It's okay.
It's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
But you're right. It's a gift. We have to give gifts. That's a good perspective. Yeah.
I happen to think too, Brian, just coming off of that with you, is I believe that we have an integrity to be successful. I think we have what is the word I'm trying to come up with? It's not really integrity. It's the we have a duty, a responsibility.
Yeah.
That's it, Laura. It's a responsibility to be successful. Mm-hmm. Because when we're being successful, you're opening up the gateway, if you will, for others to be successful and to know that they can be successful.
Yeah.
Right?
You mentioned earlier, we were just chatting before the podcast, and Bellany mentioned that she believes, and I agree with her, that that business owners should give equal attention to their mindset as they do to their business strategy.
For every success in life, there is a successful mindset behind it. For every failure in life, there is a failure mindset behind it. And I stand very strong in that. So I think there's the opportunity is for people to see that there is a partnership. There's a partnership in mindset and strategy. It's not an either or. It isn't get this done and then I'll get that done. Because we are progressively growing through our lives, whether it be in relationships. Do you have a plan for your relationship to be successful? Do you have a plan for your family and life? Well, it's going to take a mindset that's really consistent in order to deliver on that plan. And I've had the great fortune to have worked with entrepreneurs and some phenomenal speaking coaches, acting coaches, business strategists, and work the mindset along hand in hand with their with the strategy that's being given. And in 100%, there is a much higher level and a faster speed of success and delivering on the strategy when the mind's aligned with it. It's just what it takes, right? Mm.
And you talk a lot in your book about the filters.
Yes. Right,
and that's something that I guess pollutes the mind of an entrepreneur, or doesn't even have to be an entrepreneur, but in this context. So talk about, I guess, the danger stage that you refer to in your book, and how we take a round trip to overcome that.
So one of my very foundational beliefs is that we don't need to change, that people are just fine. They don't need to change. There is an opportunity, however, to find out who they truly are, and this is the catchy part, before you added on the change. So imagining, that's why Round Trip Ticket addresses it that way, is just imagine that you really come pretty perfect, and then you make up a bunch of stuff, and some of it does good for you and some of it's destructive. And I call those filters. And the reason I call them filters is because we is like imagining that we are going through life with different colored glasses on. And so if I look out at that wall and I say that wall is green because I have a filter on that says that wall's green, and Brian and you, Laura, you say, no, it's pink, no, it's brown. Mm-hmm. We will fight in life over the color of that wall. And I'm being really simplistic about this. But the reason for that is because you can't see it any other way than the way you filter that perspective in life, the way you see things in life. And that's where our biggest problems are. So if we find out what are the filters I'm actually looking through, what is it that's those filters are defining the perspective by which you think, act, and receive in life? So belief, thought, action, results mm-hmm. are all being dictated by this filter system, and we all have it. So in the mindset work we do is we are able to eliminate cycles of behavior, cycles of problems and upsets and money issues and relationship problems. Why? Because we get to the filter and then you take the glasses off. And mm-hmm. then you can see all your choices in life rather than just the choices that are being dictated by the filters.
Mm-hmm. And that's key for entrepreneurs because a lot of it comes down to decision making. And this, what you're saying is that impacts your conscious choices.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. It will tell you to turn left instead of right when you really need to go right mm-hmm. because you can't see anything but what's left, meaning directionally. So it's impacting it's impacting the majority of your conscious thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've actually done Bellany's work, and I will say it's pretty amazing. I've seen people change and grow with her program, which is just spectacular, and just the successes that I see people in her programs achieving is pretty impressive. So I highly
so give me one for you.
I highly recommend it myself.
I'm gonna put you on the. Oh. So what's a shift that you've had?
Well, I mean, I've discovered, so the filters that Bellany was talking about, I've discovered probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 of them myself. And the people I know that, you know, continue to do her work just continue to find more and more and more. And, you know, the more they find, the more they grow. And because, you know, it just brings that self-awareness mm-hmm. to what's true and what's not true.
Yeah, and it allows you now to make choices. I've described it like this because I think this is kind of interesting. You know, you have your favorite restaurant, and it has a big, awesome menu of choices, right? And you go to the restaurant at lunch, and they hand you a lunch menu, and it's like you don't get to order off the big menu. So if you just look at life as you're looking at a lunch menu, mm-hmm. when you have these filters undiscovered, you're looking through a lunch menu.
She knows I like to eat.
Well, I now, haven't found too many people that don't. But it's like, but seriously, yeah, can you see the difference?
Yeah.
Is the difference is getting to see that you have all these other choices that were not even available to you.
Yeah.
Because you didn't even know they existed. And then all of a sudden you make totally different conscious choices.
Yeah.
And people's business grow and their lives grow.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I've, you know, totally transformed and restructured the way I'm offering services in my mm-hmm. business. I've, you know, targeted a new market for services. I'm targeting the oil and gas industry, which for whatever reason I had been avoiding.
Yeah, so some of those filters freed that up for you, right?
You know,
yeah.
so just, and then personally, you know, I'm in a happy relationship, and, you know, so just there's a lot of things that are going well right now, so.
Going well.
Yes, going well.
going in accordance to the dream.
That's right. Right.
And so, yeah, so I'm just looking forward because I'm doing Bellany's program over the next year. I've chosen to do her advanced program. Having seen the growth that I had over the last year doing her, I don't know what you call it, first level program.
Right.
I am just super excited to see what this coming year has in store.
It's a great focus on you taking the strategy that you've learned in your business and applying it with the mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say it makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Very good. Awesome.
So we could do this all day. Literally all day. This is such on point with our podcast and entrepreneurs. But one of the things in the show format we like to do is talk about a time when you had a big idea and you acted on it. So if I were to put you on the spot and say, what was your big idea or a big idea?
Well, the first big idea, and I'll just skim past it really fast because I really can't leave this one out. But the first big idea wasn't mine. It was when my best friend called and said, you have to teach what you have done in your life. That was like, what? You're crazy. You know, and how do you want to do that, women? Okay, you want me to work with women? She said, yes, over a year. And I said, you know, you can't get the same woman to show up more than twice in a month. You want to work for a year? Mm-hmm. That was the first big idea. I think, though, where it went from there, the next big idea was when I chose to build a business. Because I saw, even though I was giving it away, I could see that what we were doing was ahead of the wave of really transforming people's mindset to where they accomplished the things they wanted to get accomplished. And that happened in 2003. And that was when I chose to, I refer to it as cut the dinghy from the mothership. I was 27 years in the mortgage industry. It had taken me through all kinds of good times and hard times and supported my family when there was no one else to help me do it. That was a big choice to make that choice. And when I did, I got the biggest place of growth I've ever had. And it was when no one signed up. When no one signed up. I had this following of people, and it was gone.
Oh.
It was gone. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. where it might have stopped somebody and they would grab back onto that mothership and go back into what they knew they could do, it's when I woke up and went, wow, I've spent 10 years drawing from the same well, and I never kept replenishing the well. And that was the turn of the moment by which Live It Choice became a live business.
Hmm. Terrific. You said 2003?
2003.
Okay, so 15 years ago.
Correct.
Okay. And are you, I don't think you are too shy to share any mistakes that you've made along your business journey.
Actually, I love the mistakes.
Yeah, the best.
Because I've never not grown from a mistake. And one of the things that I really teach is that everything is perfection. Mm-hmm. Absolutely everything is perfection. And we can dwell on the problem or we can just go step into it. Right? So, mistake. Well, yeah, this will be a big tell on me. So in 2003, when I decided that I was going for this, I said I would and I was going and I went. Then I realized that, the phone wasn't, they weren't going to find me. I was going to have to find them. Mm. If I was going to help people, I was going to have to find the people to help. I had never in my life, I'm pretty outgoing. They call me one of those big eye personalities. You would have been surprised in 2005 because I didn't go to places where I didn't know I would be okay. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I do is I work this work with me. And so I made myself show up at my first networking event where the big on me came was when people kept saying, you need a business coach. And my mind kept saying, this was mindset, right? My mind kept saying, well, you are a coach. So if you hire a coach, then the people you talk to are going to think you don't know it all. That was my biggest mistake. I thought I knew it all.
It's a pretty common one.
Oh, well, I mean, it was serious. It was a serious problem.
I think that's the lens that we view from our teenage years.
How do you have a coach in the background? Right.
Yeah. It took me I've now worked with a coach, and of course you work with a coach. And
I have two coaches.
Yeah, more than one.
Yeah, I have three. So
and it takes you have to get over yourself a little bit.
A whole lot.
Yeah, a little bit.
Big mindset shift on that one, and it's what created a business.
Mm-hmm. And so that's been the outcome.
Yeah. That's been the outcome. Yes.
Well, that's terrific. So, and do you want to talk?
I wanted to ask you, Bellany. So I hear that you're going to be famous on TV.
Oh,
tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, in one of the partnerships of working with a business strategist, Michelle Sism, with Decisive Minds, we spent, along with other coaches, we spent from 2012 until even today, we share in the partnership of mindset and business strategy. We share that common goal with the same clients. Mm-hmm. And so we were both speaking last October, and we're in California, and we were approached by a TV producer, and she said, you guys, we need a reality show on what can be done. So this is kind of a leak out because we haven't done a lot about this yet as far as we speak about it kind of in our small little world.
But heard this on is Big like, Ideas Small Business Podcast first.
First, that's yeah. right, Big Ideas. Yeah. So what's incredible is we've selected carefully three businesses that we are at varying stages, we're at varying stages of development, and we are bringing them through 1 year of my mindset work and her strategy work in partnership together with these businesses. And the show will actually air in the spring of 2019 because we're doing all the filming for a solid year so that everyone will get the opportunity to see the entire process that they went through. We're going to be starting in August and September with some little, not really trailers, but some little pieces of some of the films that we've done that the producer's putting together to start launching that. So
that sounds like something I'd watch.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting. Yeah,
so how did you become connected with the production
The producer
company?
Team?
Yeah.
She actually walked up to our booths we had where we were speaking in California last year. and she was attending this conference kind of mm-hmm. in and out mm-hmm. and came up to us and said, hey, what are you guys doing? I think we ought to talk. Mm-hmm. So we are part of that network, and it's being pitched to some others as well. It's going to be on Apple TV and Roku.
I'm going to tune into that for sure.
You can tell I'm still watching TV, right? But yeah, we're very excited. It's just, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And we have incredible businesses that we're working with. So we're really excited about that.
Terrific. And that bleeds a little into what's next. So we can get into, you know, the TV show. That's terrific. What else is next for Live at Choice or for Bellany?
Well, in 2014, we began... you know, I got very clear that it was bigger than me. It was always more than me. I knew that, but bigger than me. And so we built a team of coaches that coach with the Live at Choice clients, which mm-hmm. you work with some of those coaches mm-hmm. as well. However, now we've, due to reading of this book, we can talk about that in a little bit if you mm-hmm. want, but I really became freed up with the next idea of really allowing Live at Choice to license people to take this system, because our system is phenomenal, as you mm-hmm. might know. Mm-hmm. And to license people who really want to build a business or accentuate the business that they already have as a coach, mm-hmm. or some therapists have already started having conversations with us about, I want to include this system that you have. So we have built it's called The Academy by Live at Choice, and we are starting that process of training, licensing people to be able to use the Live at Choice system.
We need to connect Bellany with another big idealist, that's what we call our guests, with Randy Guttenberger, who was on last week, because he's in the early stages of what you're mm-hmm. talking about, and you might be able to help him out a little bit.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, love collaboration, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
So you mentioned it. We ask all of our guests about a book that you might recommend or any recommended reading. You brought one with you.
I did. I brought Bold with Peter Diamond and Steve Coulter. And I'll hold it up so you can see it, because it's such a dynamic book cover. It's not hard to spot on the shelf. For me, this book, it was given to me, by the way, by my business coach, right? My business strategist. What the book has represented for me, and it's actually what freed me up when I read it, it's about being, and I don't know that they even use these words, but it's about being ahead of the wave, mm-hmm. not just in the wave and being, we're in the wave already. As soon as you see the wave, you're in it. Mm-hmm. So it's being ahead of that wave and really seeing that in order for businesses today to become their next level, they've got to be ahead of what they're doing now and meeting. You know, I've heard people say, you know, oh my gosh, it's so hard working with these millennials, mm-hmm. right? Right? And that's no insult to you. I don't mean that at all. But it's like, it's like, we better listen. We better be clear. What does the millennial want? And better than that, what did they want? Where are they headed? Where do they want that they don't even know where they want to be? Bold is a dynamic book for entrepreneurs to wrap their head around. Not only what are they doing, but where are they going to be next? Mm. Because that's where the success lives, mm-hmm. is being their net, being ahead of where they are now. Mm-hmm. Bold is a great book for that.
Terrific. And I'll put that in the show notes so people can get a link.
Awesome,
to that.
Awesome.
Do we ask you any software applications, things that help you throughout your day?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm an Infusionsoft.
Good plug, Laura.
Yeah. Infusionsoft. Yeah. Here's my deal about products and services. I bought Infusionsoft before I needed it. Hmm. And where it might look like a waste of money for people, for me, it was an investment in where I saw I was going to be. And I learned a lot about the utilization of it before I had to learn it. And it's been very powerful in that. And we also use ClickFunnels. Hmm. So we use both. Mm-hmm. Gosh, we're building our own platform for coaching.
Are we supposed to know that one too, or is this another Big Ideas exclusive?
No, it's a big idea. Yeah. It's a very big idea, and it's probably about 70% complete now.
We'll have to have you back then.
And about ready to go to, about ready to go into beta with it. So I'd like to come back on that one, but it truly is the coaches. It's going to be the coaches. Their tool beyond expectation. That's all I'm going to say about it for right now. Try not to get shot on my partners on that. Right? But I'm just excited because I guess the thing for me is I'm always seeing what's next and what's possible. And it comes from just being clear, finally, about who I am and just that the opportunities are endless. Today they're absolutely endless, and you got to have a mindset to know that.
That's a pretty good closing thought. So could you tell us or the guests where they can find you?
Oh, absolutely. You can find me at liveatchoice.com. You can also find me in our group at liveatchoice.com on Facebook. Join us on Creating Mindsets for Success. It's a closed group because you come in and we approve you to be there. But there's a lot that we're going to be doing on Creating Mindsets for Success group in Facebook. It's Bellany Deshawn on the private side of Facebook and in Twitter and Instagram. And we're out there in all of it. Live It Choice and Bellany Deshawn.
That's well, awesome. Very good. Well, we can't thank you enough for joining us. Does sound like we're going to have you back because you got another big idea brewing.
Yeah, by the time I come back, I'll probably have 10 more.
Well, awesome. Thanks so much for joining us, Bellany. And she's got a workshop this weekend, actually.
Me too.
So I'm going to be attending her workshop.
That's in the
Friday,
program.
Saturday, Sunday.
That's in our advanced group.
Yeah,
very good. I will mention real quick, too, if I get one more plug, I'll be in Atlanta next week on the 8th at the Marriott in Atlanta at the airport. And it's not too late to jump in. I'm going to be doing one day from 9 to 3 on Creating Mindsets for Success. If you're in the area, jump in. It's awesome. If you go to Creating Mindsets for Success tour.com, you'll see where I will be there and when I'll be in New York, and we just finished up three great places and Orlando again, and so
get out and see Bellany.
Come see me.
And go close some business. Thank you all very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye guys.
Central Texas rains, the strongest drink I found. Thank you for listening to Big Ideas Small Business. Follow us at BISB Media and visit our website at www.bisbmedia.com.